You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Well, you join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we are outside the Thames Pavilion at the House of Commons for the launch of a training package which is for ophthalmologists, sponsored by the RNIB and hosted by the Royal College of Ophthalmologists. And it's looking at the emotional sort of impact and support that people need at the point of diagnosis for people who are affected by sight loss. And I'm with Amanda Hawkins, who's the head of mental health and counselling at the RNIB. Amanda, this training package has been possibly a bit long in coming, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we're an organisation that's 160 years old, and we've primarily focused on the physical aspects of sight loss at the expense of the emotional aspects. But I think we're really getting there now. So it feels like a real pivotal moment that we're here today and we're launching this, and we've got the buy-in from ophthalmologists and everybody around us to say that patients' feelings matter.
Indeed. And I think that, you know, sort of one of the things which I suppose is coming out of tonight, and I suppose coming out of the training package, is it's, you know, sort of involved, as you say, a lot of different people. It's involved patients, it's involved counsellors, and it's thinking about, you know, sort of that impact that, you know, bad news might have when somebody goes to see their ophthalmologist for a clinic appointment and they turn around and say, well, there's nothing I can do. And that is something that, you know, can be, you know, sort of really traumatic for people.
Yeah, and there's never nothing that we can do. There's nothing we can do maybe about retaining sight. You know, that's a medical issue. But that person's more than just their sight. So what we can always do is support them in that transition into a world with reduction in sight or no sight to living the best life they can live. So there's always something more we can do. And I think it's about thinking about the framing of that. Whereas if people walk out and say, well, am I going blind? Yes, you are. End of conversation. What do you do with that? Where do you go then?
I suppose that's where the sort of counselling comes in, I suspect.
Only if you reach it, you know, because actually if your only content or contact to this community is through your ophthalmologist, then you actually don't reach that counselling. So you're just left with that diagnosis. And what do you do with that then? So the whole emotional impact of sight loss is recognising that whole person and recognising it's not about the sight. Some people won't understand what losing the sight might be, but they will understand what the impact of their life is going to be. And what we do is we tend to allow people to experience a whole load of losses that they feel is part of their life, but not a shared experience. So there's going to be a lot of losses when you kind of go through sight loss. You're going to lose the way you live, and you're going to have to find a new way of living. If we normalise that right at the very beginning, that makes that pathway really easy.
And what are, I suppose, a couple of key points that the ophthalmologists will learn from the training packages? What are, I suppose, a couple of the main themes that they will experience through the training package?
The takeaways, I guess, are that they play an absolutely key role. This is the person that's telling them the worst news at that time, and what they say makes a difference, and it's what they take with them. The patient takes with them out of that room and then continues to live the rest of their lives. So if they can do that with empathy and care and provide support, that's absolutely amazing. That helps people move towards moving on with their lives. It doesn't matter that they haven't saved the sight. You know, that's just a loss and something we can get through. But not having the support to do that is not okay.
And I suppose also that's where the eye care liaison officers coming as well. So another layer of support and
absolutely
emotional support as well.
Yeah, and our ECLOs play a pivotal role in moving people from that. But if they're not actually pushing them towards the ECLO and they just want them out of the office, or they're not giving that right support, then we're not enabling them to get the right support to move on.
And I suppose this training package is for ophthalmologists, but it could be sort of across the whole board of the eye care sector.
Yeah, we really, really want to do other training packages for GPs. I think GPs play a crucial role in this pathway. So someone might be diagnosed and then discharged from the eye clinic, and they may go to the GP and they may say that I'm not feeling great, I'm feeling depressed, but they won't associate it with the sight loss. They just treat them for depression devolved of the sight loss. So I think GPs are someone that we need to target. We also need to think about optoms when people are coming into the eye care pathway in those early stages. It's a whole emotional journey. People are people and they have emotions. So if we take the emotion out of it, we're not treating people, we're only treating the eyes.
Well, Amanda, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for coming, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.